21, I went to Vietnam. Thought a base camp is where I'd always be. It turned out my assignment took me and my counterpart all over the country. The work we did was classified. We couldn't share what we would see. Well, I later found out that not talking would become part of my PTSD. A stray dog wandered into camp, seemed to be looking for a place to stay. He looked tired, he looked weakened. I gave him some food and we went on our way. I named him Bear and he became our guardian at the places where we stayed. I talked to him each day. He always seemed glad to hear what I had to say. One day my counterpart came to me and told me Bear was accidentally killed. I realized then not to get too close to anyone or anything. Two years out, I was in Virginia and I married a special lady, Linda, there. We had two kids, Julie and Michael. Life was fine without a care. We lost Julie at 29. It became tough for all of us. Her loss had caused our hearts to break. We know now she's watching from above. I always used my civilian work to take my mind off the loss and hurt, but this was something I could no longer do. My family always supported me, though I found it hard to say I love you. In a dream, I saw Julie with her heavenly smile. I told her, should a stray dog appear by her side? His name is Bear. Please give him a hug for me, and I'd be there to see them in a while. Well, I thank Bear for getting me through some tough times. I've only got one thing left to do. To my wife Linda, Julie and Michael, I love you, I love you, I love you.